Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so that you can communicate with people in a more professional way or just in your ordinary conversational English. And of course, we do that by improving your grammar, improving your vocabulary and your pronunciation, and also looking at different words, expressions. Today, this podcast is brought to you courtesy of the letter P. So we're going to focus on the pronunciation and the sounds around the letter P. As always, if you enjoy this particular podcast, why don't you share it with your friends and invite them along? And if you want to contact me, I'll give you the details at the end of the podcast. Okay, so let's look at this particular podcast. As I said, we're going to look at the letter P, and it's quite an interesting letter because there's some very distinctive sounds. The first sound is a popping sound, which comes from the front of your mouth, like popcorn. Pop, pop, pop. So just to practice that, pop, pop, pop. You know, the sound of the popcorn in the microwave, or the cork popping from the bottle of champagne at New Year or Christmas time. Pop, pop. So it comes as a sort of a sudden, loud sound from the front of your mouth, through your lips, and you don't use the voice at the back of the throat. And there's a lot of stress, particularly when the P is at the beginning of the word. So let me give you some examples of that. Pin. I stuck the pin in the paper. Pin. Pen. I used the pen to write my name. Pair. I'd like to buy a pair of shoes. Poppy. The poppy is the flower worn as a sign of remembrance in November. Poppy. Pencil. I like to draw with a pencil. Pear. P-E-A-R. Pear, like the fruit. Apple. Pear. Apple. Pear. Potato. The potatoes grow in the garden. Policeman. Police officer. Police. Passport, the passport control, the passport office. And pocket. So all of those are strong letter P words. Pen, pin, pear, poppy, pencil, pear, the fruit, potato, policeman, passport, pocket. Hear the sound, the stress on that P, the hard, the loud, strong P sound. And then when we have P in the middle or at the end of the word, it is much quieter because the air isn't released so suddenly and you're not putting, in most cases, so much stress on it. For example, help. I need some help to finish my homework. Up. The price of the glass of milk went up in the shop. Top. He likes to sit on top of the bus. Cap. The cap on the toothpaste. Please replace the cap on the toothpaste. Help me. Can you help me? Please. Strong P. Can you help me? Please. Copy. I'd like a copy of the paper. Open. The shop is open. Open. Shop. Upstairs. He's upstairs. He will be here in 5 minutes. Stop. I'm standing at the bus stop. Stop here, stop there, stop anywhere. Envelope. For every letter we have an envelope, and for every envelope we have a stamp. Stamp, envelope. Cup. A cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a cup of rice. Okay, let me just give you those again. And these again are quieter, softer P's. Help. Up. Top. Cap. Help me. Copy. Open, shop, upstairs, stop, envelope, and cup. When I was looking for a tongue twister, I got a little bit of good fortune when I was pulling the Christmas cracker, literally, at the Christmas table last week, out popped a tongue twister with, guess what, the letter P. So let me give it to you. Pretty packages, perfectly packed in pretty paper. Pretty packages, perfectly packed in pretty paper. A little more quickly. Pretty packages, perfectly packed in pretty paper. I couldn't do that at Christmas time, I can guarantee you. Two glasses of wine and it was a little bit confused. But anyway, here again. Pretty packages perfectly packed in pretty paper. A little bit more slowly. Pretty packages perfectly packed in pretty paper. Pretty packages perfectly packed in pretty paper. All nice p sounds. Okay? So you try it and practice. Pretty packages perfectly packed in pretty paper. Good. And of course, any discussion about the letter P wouldn't be complete without the silent P. Okay? So the P is usually silent in most of the words where it immediately precedes the letter S. And most of those words happen to be connected with the mind or the medicine of the mind, like psychology, psychiatry, psyche, psychological, psychotic, pseudo, psychiatrist. All of those words have an S sound, but they all begin with the letter P, and all of those P's are silent. Yeah, psychology, psychiatry, psyche, silent P, all of the time. Okay. Other words where P is silent would include words like pneumonia, begins with the letter P, sounds like you have at the beginning N-E-W, new, yeah, but it's P and it's a silent P. Pneumonia, double pneumonia, even worse. And then the word receipt. This is one that always causes problems with pronunciation. You go into the shop, you buy a product, you get your receipt. R-E-C-E-I-P-T, but it's silent P, so it sounds like R-E-C-E-I-T, receipt. Yeah, don't sound the P, receipt, receipt. If you want to exchange something, you must produce a receipt. Receipt. And my favorite pronunciation exercise with the letter P, which always, always catches students out, is recipe. Recipe. The recipe for the cocktail. The recipe for the turkey. The recipe for my favorite cake. Anything you want to bake or cook or produce, you need to have the recipe. Not recipe. Yeah, it's recipe, recipe. Okay, good. Well, practice those and remember those strong sounds of the popcorn or the cork popping and the softer silent help open. Okay, just a different sounds for that letter P. And as I say, if you've enjoyed it and you want to pass it on to your friends, please do. I'm very happy for other people to come our way. And if you want to contact me, well, of course, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to listen to your comments, to get your queries, and to include anything that you feel would be of help to you. Just want to let you know about my wonderful Advanced English Language course, or Marathon English Language course. There are over 53 hours of English learning. Yeah, 53 hours. It's Advanced English. It's Advanced English for those people wanting to improve their English from their current level. 45-minute lessons online, recorded by me, based around engaging video materials, advanced English vocabulary, slang, phraseology, complex grammar structures, pronunciation practice, and at the end of it all, you have homework in every individual lesson. And if you send it to me, I'll check it and I'll get back to you. Perfect for mature learners. For those of you who are a little bit shy or introverted about having one-to-one lessons, or those of you who don't have the time to have one-to-one lessons. Any type of learner out there looking to improve their English language, why don't you join my crew and buy it?